Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guess you know what that music's all about. That's the day after Thanksgiving music. That's probably how we feel. Some of us are excited. Some of us are not too excited. Some of us had an opportunity to meet some old friends, old family members, and some other acquaintances that we really didn't want to see. Before we go into it, our guests are here with me. I have Miss B. Love. And I have Miss Ewing, and I'm glad to see each and every one of you folks. But let's jump into our skit so we can maintain our format as we normally do. Are y'all ready out there?
I think they're ready.
All right, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Well, honey, here we go again. Boy, this holiday goes by so fast. You know, how you doing with the pies? Are you ready? Okay, all right. Well, let me tell you, I wanted peach cobbler, but you didn't do no peach cobbler. You always doing sweet potato pies, you know. Sometime that might be cool, you know. I got a question. How can we always have turkey on Thanksgiving and then we have it on Christmas too? That's crazy. Okay. No, special occasion. Okay, I got it. It'll work. Wow, this is our 15th year spending Thanksgiving as a family. All our in-laws is cool, well, except for one. You know, I got to tell you, never did like my sister growing up, and I think as an adult, we might be blood, but I can't stand her, okay? Oh, God.
Let me in, brother.
See, here she comes. You get it. No. All right. Okay, we'll do.
Let me in. Hello.
We'll do.
I know y'all home.
Well, hello. How are you?
Hey, girl.
Good to see you.
What are you doing? I smell that food up there. You know I'm hungry.
Oh, it's almost ready.
Good. You can take it forever, but anyway.
Hold on. Let me get me a drink. What's up?
What's up, bro? How you doing? Yeah. You know, I love you, brother.
Hey, who's that getting out the car? You got a new boyfriend again this year, too?
Honey. Yeah, that's my boo. I told you about him. I love him.
Yo, boo, when he gonna put a ring on your finger?
A ring? We ain't going there yet. We ain't going
Anybody
there
ever yet. Told you what an old maid is?
An
old maid?
I mean,
everyone has their
own timeline. You don't have to.
Yeah,
come out again, girl. Gosh, you know. All right, let's just sit down and eat. Oh, wait, you supposed to be bringing something to eat, too, because I'm sick of you freeloading. What you got?
What had happened was, see, we was rushing because I had to go pick up my boyfriend, you know what I mean, the new one that you just saw, and his kids and the baby mama was over there, and we got in an argument. But anyway, all that matters is that I'm here. I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry.
Drama for the mama. Gosh.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Oh, girl, I'm not worried about it. I beat that girl with a bottle.
Yeah, speaking of bottle, you had anything to drink yet? Because, you know, you get pretty stupid as soon as you start drinking. Yeah, her speech is getting slurred already. You see it, don't you?
You want some apple cider? You gonna put a little bit of something up in there?
Boy, I'll be glad when this is over.
Thank you.
You know what? No. We're going to go ahead and eat because she don't need nothing right now. You know,
Oh, this is my show right here. Where you get this big flat screen TV?
Oh, there you go. Look, eyeballing everything up in here. Didn't we get our house broke into right after Thanksgiving last year?
I wouldn't know nothing about that. What you trying to say, brother? I mean, dang, you always all up in my mix. I mean, dang.
And then when you came over for New Year's and we had the party, and then that pawn slip slipped up out of your purse.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, go on up in there. Go on. Do your little girl talk. All right. Okay.
He is so fine, isn't he? I met him like 3 months ago. I love him so much.
Did I hear you say you was in love?
Excuse me.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. Come on. That's all right. Okay. All right. Okay. Man. No, you know what? Ever since we was growing up, let me tell you something. Ever since we was growing up, okay, you just been a pain. And now that you ain't, just because you're the oldest, all right, and I ain't the baby brother though no more. I ain't got to take that. Yeah, you the oldest, okay? Period. But that don't mean you running things, okay? Because you still living, okay, with your boyfriend this week. Yeah, matter of fact, where are you staying? Yeah, okay. You got a job?
Yeah, I've got an interview.
Interview? Oh, man. You got an interview. Yeah, you should be so lucky.
All right, okay. Can we eat? I mean, can we pray or something over the food? I mean, dang.
You know what? I don't know if God going to answer my prayer because, see, you still showed up.
Excuse me?
Yeah,
don't have
anyway. Yeah, okay. The game coming on in a minute, so I guess I'll be occupied. All right. Okay, go ahead. Hey, you want to get off the phone and pray for the meal?
No, you can do that. I mean, we're going to church the most out of both of us anyway.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the food that we're about to put into our body and the nourishment that is going to be given to towards our health. And God, if you could do me a little special favor, find that girl a husband and get her a job. All right, cool. Okay. Now, pass that on. Oh, want me to carve the turkey? Okay, what piece you want?
You know, I like that dark turkey. I like that dark meat, baby.
Oh, my God. Okay. Hey, that dude outside in the car, when he going to get through smoking his pot and come on in and eat with the rest of us? We know that's what he. Look at all the smoke coming out the car. My goodness.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I bet he is. We better eat before he get in here, okay? He looked like he liked to eat a lot, too. But things change sometimes. All right. Well, anyway, all right. Let me tell you something good that happened over the course of the year, okay, that might help put some light on this. Well, I ain't seen you. Okay. So.
I mean, brother, I mean, what it all boils down to is you're never going to get rid of me. I am your sister. I'm the eldest, so I'm always going to come around, even if you don't invite me. I'm going to be there. So, get it
through your mind and let's eat this food. Because I'm hungry once again and I'm tired of talking. I mean, dang. How many questions you going to keep asking me? Just accept me for who I am, okay? But you know what? See, a lot of times family members don't really say what's on their mind. I'm going to tell you something.
You don't like me.
I don't have to like you.
Today.
I think we need to settle this. Yeah, okay. You go ahead on.
All
right, anyway, I'm
a All
right, just pass the cranberry sauce. Can you do that? Oh, my God, this is good. You know what? You can cook. Oh, man. That's
the shining light on this whole event. My goodness. My goodness. Okay. This is good. Oh, man. Okay, well. Yeah, okay, here you go. You like the whole cranberries or you like that jelly kind of cranberries?
I just want you to pass me the food. I don't want to hear your mouth.
Well, if she got two kinds, I don't know which one you want.
Can you just listen to me, please? For once in your life.
All right. Okay, here you go. Now what? Okay. With what?
You know, it's Black Friday tomorrow, so yes, I'm so excited. I'm going with my girls. We're going to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
How are you going to do that?
We're going to go to Walmart, Target. We're going to go to Old Navy. We're going to hit up all the spots. Everything.
Yeah, you see that big old purse? She's just going to fill it up because she's going to steal the stuff. Okay, I'm telling you, I ain't little brother no more.
I'll be back.
What? What'd I do? Oh, man. How long is she going to be here? Oh, here she go. See? Oh, man. All right. Anyway, hey, I want to thank you for the many, many wonderful years that you've given me, okay? You've been a tremendous and perfect wife, okay? But I hope that we're going to do Thanksgiving over your house, huh?
Hey, girl, I'm back. Me and my man. Hold on. Excuse me. Can you sit ready? Okay, let me move over a little bit. Yes, ready to
him. Do we talk? Do we got a name? What's up, bro? Yeah, okay. What, he's too high to talk? Look at him just sitting up there numb. Okay, that's all
right.
Well, all right. Let's end this on a good note, because Mama ain't here no more, and we all each other got. Okay, so.
You had to bring up Mama. I miss Mama.
Give her a drink. All right, look. This is what we're gonna do. They're hiring down at my job, and I'm gonna get you a job. Okay, so you're gonna be all right. All right. I heard what you said, okay? But then the same time you said that you had an interview tomorrow, you just got through saying you was going to go shopping here, you was going shopping here. So I'm not sure what kind of interview that is, but you can be real with me now, okay? It's flexible. It's flexible. That's all I can say. It's going to work, and it's going to be tailored to fit your lifestyle. How's that? Okay?
Oh, that is so great.
Okay.
Brother. See, I told you. I taught you so well.
All right. And you're going to get to meet a whole lot of people. You're going to be a census taker. Yeah.
Oh, that's a
great
job.
Yeah. You get to meet a whole lot of people. You might even meet somebody who can hold a conversation. Instead of just sit up dumb, but if that's what you choose. Anyway, right. I don't even know if he heard me. He seemed to be in a daze.
Brother, thank you so much, brother. I swear that I'm going to be there on time.
Ladies and gentlemen, you guys have just got through listening to our opening skit that lets you know when we talk about the day after Thanksgiving, we also reflect on the good times as well as the bad. Some of that might have been familiar to you. Hopefully most of it wasn't, but families, you don't get to choose who's going to be in your family. You just got to deal with what you got. Great skit, ladies and gentlemen. You ladies were off the chain as usual. Here we go. Thanksgiving. And how was your Thanksgiving, Miss Love?
My Thanksgiving was cool.
It was cool. Okay. Well,
I did get a place, so that was a blessing.
Well, and like a true soldier, you showed up here today to bless us with your presence on our radio show. And Miss Fee, how was your Thanksgiving?
Very good. Just a lot of family and two different houses with two turkeys.
All right. Oh, okay. Two naps. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm really, really glad to see both of you. You folks out there, I want to thank you for chiming into our show. Our show is being brought to you by our tremendous supporters and sponsors, Bridge Builders Network, that also has a book out there on sale called All Eyes, I See You. I was thinking about Tupac there for a minute, All Eyes on Me, but that ain't the one we're talking about, okay? So, the other thing that I want you guys to really, really understand and is that our other sponsor, which I got to make sure I do this right, who has been a tremendous supporter for what we're doing. We're going to give a shout out to Prime, the nonprofit agency out in San Bernardino, helping us expand our services to different parts of the city as well as the county. For our folks at Morrell's Farmer Boys Home up in Antelope Valley, where it is cold and I'm glad I ain't out there, okay? And I just want you guys to also hear this other piece on one of our other sponsors given to you by Showtime. Shows Grassroots Talks comes up to you live at 8 p.m. on Thursdays, and also Grassroots T2Y, where we have some exciting information that we're going to be sharing with you as we continue to move on, and that show will continue to expand. You guys really want to listen to the last half hour of this show because Mario Cavallo will be chiming in, and Miss Fee Hewing also has her segment that she is going to do to help you folks better understand how to live like a king or a queen and travel, but you also have a peasant's budget to do it on. That's going to be an exciting show. So, ladies, I got a good question for you. You know what's coming up next. After you get through with the effects of Thanksgiving, you got to get ready for Christmas. Is anybody excited about Christmas like me?
Of course.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, what's going to happen on Christmas? Are they the same things? It seems like it's all commercial. Right after Halloween, you're just going into this commercialized mode. Is that right? Is y'all seen the experience that? You know, I think so, because the commercialization has just taken things way, way, way out of hand. So as we get ready to go into our show for next month, you guys stay tuned, because that's coming up in another day. We will be able to talk about not just budget traveling, but how to even maybe you can share with our audience on how to budget for Christmas. Is that possible? Okay. Well, I need to tell y'all what happened when I was having my Thanksgiving turkey, and I know y'all know I'm kind of large in stature, so you assume that I eat up half a turkey myself. Not true, okay? You just got such a variety of stuff. However, my wife has really been practicing on how to make a sweet potato pie, okay? And at first, her sweet potato pies was as thin as a sheet of paper. And I didn't say nothing. I know she might be listening out there, so this ain't probably rubbing off really well. But the end of this story is the pie that she got going on now, oh, my God, it's an inch thick. The crust is real crispy. Oh, my goodness. And it's not stovetop either. Okay?
I love that thick crust.
I think the highlight, we got two grandkids, and my grandchild, she's about a year and a half now. She helped make the cake. I don't even know if she knew what she was doing, but it was unbelievable how good that cake tastes, okay? The only problem was we didn't have no milk to go with it.
No milk?
Oh, man, okay. Can you imagine that?
Yeah,
you gotta have milk with your cake. I mean, you know, that's just, it's like hand in glove, you know? Now, what was the food that you ate that you remember? The one thing that jumped out and you said, oh, my God, that's good. What was it?
Pumpkin pie.
You had pumpkin pie? Really? Who made it, though?
My stepmother-in-law's mother.
Your stepmother-in-law's mother. Okay. Let me go figure that out. Okay. And, Miss Love, what did you eat? That really left a great impression.
I mean, I always look forward to the ham.
Oh, okay, okay.
The honey ham.
The honey, oh, man.
Honey,
oh, man, okay, I'm drooling already. Now, one of our segments, we also talked about that family member that we really, really don't want to see. Some people don't want to admit it, but I know that there's a couple of family members that they might be our bloodline, but, oh, my God, I hate to see them coming. I just got to tell the truth about it, okay? You don't happen to have that happen to you, do you?
Unfortunately, I do have a couple.
You didn't tell them about this radio show, though, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. I'll bet your other family members, they know exactly who you're talking about, though, okay? And they just rub you the wrong way. It's like, my sister, you actually played that role. We didn't even go rehearse it, but the skit was so familiar. My sister thinks she knows everything, and even though she's the oldest, she thinks she can still run me. And I'm like, wait a minute, okay? I'm 56 years old.
Whoa.
It got to stop somewhere. Oh, my gosh, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, and then I got to be tolerant of the babies running around all day long, okay? So I can't have my regular groove of being off, so That's always a challenge. But would I do it again? Absolutely. We got a caller I think might be on line one that's been kind of waiting around as we get ready for Mario to come in. And that caller's been very, very patient. I'm going to see if that caller, while they still got their hand up, is looking forward to having a conversation with us today. Caller, you're on the air. Would you like to share something about your Thanksgiving with us? Well, it looks like she just went on and hung up, but she punched one, but that's okay. We still love you anyway. And if you decide that you want to talk, hey, we're here for you, okay? And if you just want to listen in, we're glad to have you on our show. All right. Well,
God bless you too.
Thank you for calling in. Absolutely. Well, I have no idea, one, who that is or how old she is, but I got a funny feeling she's a very, very wise lady, and she reminded us of where we need to be, which is exactly what this show was about, is to have us take a look at some of our idioticies, our idiosyncrasies around the holiday and not really realize that it's really unfortunate. The only time that a lot of times people get together is either going to be during that holiday or, unfortunately, when they did. You ever notice that's the other time people get together? Soon as somebody died, oh, they done popped up out the woodwork. Hey, how you doing? I ain't seen you in a while. We got to get together. Then all of a sudden, after y'all had your little meal right after the wake or whatever they call that, the little get-together, and they don't see each other no more. They wait until the next person dies. Okay?
Another
cook. There you go. Okay? Yeah, so hopefully we'll get a little bit past that because I think it's really important that we understand the importance of family because family is what helps keeps us whole.
Yes.
Like I said, Mario's going to be calling in, but I'm so excited to hear what Fee has been preparing for our show today. I'm wondering, Fee, are you ready to go into your piece? Great, great. Now, I know Mario will be calling in, so we may have to chime back and forth a little bit, but why don't you share with our audience some of the things that you have discovered in your efforts to help people live like a king and queen on a peasant's budget?
Sure. So this segment is going to be about how to save money on
for your trip, travel plans for your trip, and so you look in the internet in the morning to see what the airfare is, and then you have to call your spouse, your travel buddy, and ask them if they're okay with the price. And then if they say they're okay, you're like, okay, I'll check the internet again and I'll book the tickets. But now all of a sudden the prices have gone up $20 or $40 or $50, and you're just wondering, well, what happened in that few hours? Well, actually, it's no mystery why the prices change. Airlines actually spend a lot of time and money studying what prices they should put for airfare. It's a science, and they want to make the most money they can. And so they study our spending patterns, our buying patterns, and our travel patterns. So one thing is that they actually change the prices every day, and actually even hour they can change. Every hour they can change the price. So it's no mystery why you might have seen like different price fluctuations. For example, I spoke to a good friend who works at an airline and he gave me some insider tips about pricing. He said actually throughout the day prices can change depending on when people log on. So for example, during lunchtime, that's a popular time for people to look on the internet, maybe go browse some airfare, and maybe actually book flights because they have an hour break or a 30-minute break. And that's actually a time when the prices spike. So probably not a good idea to buy your tickets during lunchtime. And for flights originating in the U.S., you know, you have to consider all the time zones. So it's best not to book during lunchtime, which would be about 12 to 4 Eastern time. So you got to account for all the time zones. And actually, he said the best time is in the afternoon. So that would be around 3 o'clock Pacific time or 6 o'clock Eastern time. They also make programs and price modeling for different routes. So, for example, if you buy a ticket in advance purchase, 20 days or more, or even a year in advance or whenever you can book the flight, there are a lot of seats open, so that's why the prices are lower, because there's a lot of supply, and then they're hoping for demand, so they lower the prices. But as the seats fill up, the prices go up. Also, as there's competition or fare wars with other airlines, that can also cause prices to go down. And past trends can also affect the price, bringing the prices up or down, depending on how that route sold in previous years. Also, as you get closer to departure date, it could go either way. So it's kind of risky to wait till the last minute. If you know you need to go somewhere, like a family vacation, family reunion, you might want to book that in advance. But, you know, maybe if you have some vacation time coming up or you want to take a spontaneous trip, you could check out the prices as you get closer to that date. And so if there are a lot of seats on that route, the prices will be lower. However, if there are fewer seats, the price will be higher. So it's kind of a gamble to wait till the last minute, but at the same time, if you can take those spontaneous trips, you might be able to find a good deal. It also depends on what kind of market route that you're traveling. If you're traveling on a small market route, for example, to a small city in the Midwest, maybe like LA to a small town in Tennessee, those routes are going to be expensive because not many people fly those routes. But on the flip side, if you choose a busy route, like L.A. to New York, there are so many air carriers flying that route that it's a very good chance that you could still find a good deal last minute. And all of these depend, all the prices are classified by booking class. So if there's a cheap fare, it would have a certain booking code. And when that fare is gone, they won't let you book in that booking code. And then there's other booking classes that cost more, but they allow more flexibility. So you kind of have to decide, you know, is this trip for sure? If you know you're going to go and you don't want to and there's small probability of canceling, you would probably want a non-refundable fare, which would save you more money. However, if you need flexibility to change your travel plans, then you'll probably have to spend a little more to get a flexible ticket. It also depends when you travel. For example, if you travel during the week, that is a way to save money. If you can leave on Tuesday or a Wednesday, and sometimes even a Saturday, those are typically the cheaper days to travel during the week. Usually Friday and Sunday cost a lot because that's when a lot of people have their vacation. So again, there's more demand for those flights, so the prices could be higher. And Monday and Thursday, usually those can go either way. Maybe if it's a long holiday weekend or close to one, then Mondays might be expensive, or Thursday, because people might want to extend their vacations, you know, Friday through Monday or Thursday through Sunday. Also, typically holidays cost more, and the summer and spring break. So if you can avoid those times, you could save money. But don't be discouraged at the same time. Sometimes during holidays, there are deals, especially in this economy. Airlines are trying to sell as many flights as they can. Also, you can consider the time of day you want to fly. If you're willing to wake up at 6 a.m., you can find a really cheap flight usually, especially like leaving from Vegas. You know, Sunday at 8 a.m. is a really cheap flight. You know, how many people want to get up that early after a Saturday night of partying? So kind of depends on what's more important to you, like just saving money or, you know, sleeping in or flight time. You can also save money by taking a flight with many stops or a flight with possibly have a long layover. But again, if you're only taking a short vacation, you have to decide, do you want to be at the airport all day to save $50? You know, maybe it's actually worth it to spend more and save more time so you can have more vacation time. So those are things to consider. Let's see, what else is there? Yes. Also, you'll have to factor in the bag cost. I mean, nowadays, it's not free to check in a bag. Depends on the airline. For example, JetBlue, they let you take the first bag free. And Southwest lets you take two bags for free. However, other airlines like American Airlines, they charge $15 a bag. So when you're looking at your airfare, you're going to have to factor these extra costs in. And if you're not checking in a bag, even better. You know, you can speed through the security lines and you don't have to worry about waiting for your bag. So these are just more costs that you have to consider when you're booking a flight. There's also booking fees. Booking fees are more if you call to reserve your ticket over the phone. So it's usually better to do it yourself on the internet when you're booking with certain airlines. And it's normally the airline itself has the best price, but you may opt to go through third-party sites like Orbitz.com or Expedia or cheap tickets. And those companies, they actually book the flights on your behalf. So there usually is a booking fee, and you also have to read the fine print because there's cancellation fees and there's other fees that might be incurred with those tickets. And it's also a good idea to look at those sites to get an idea of what the prices are. But again, always check at the actual airline site to see what their price is. And sites like Delta, or airlines like Delta Airlines, they have something called the best fare guarantee. And so this is something that most of the airlines have, but you'll have to check with each airline. But for example, with Delta Airlines, you can book your flight, and then if you want to make changes within 24 hours, they will allow you to do so free of charge. So that'll give you a chance to book a fare, and if you do find something cheaper, you can always cancel it. Or, with their best fare guarantee, if you find a lower price at another site, like Orbitz or Expedia, they will give you the difference plus a $100 travel voucher. So this is just another thing to think about when you're booking your flight. So if you do see a fare that you think is pretty low, you might consider booking it right away, and then within that 24-hour window, you know, keep doing your research. And the fine print on that is that there has to be, it has to be the same flight, the same date, and the same flight time. So just anytime there's some kind of promotion or guarantee with the airline or something, they'll refund you. Just make sure you know all the fine prints. You can also use a search engine called Kayak. It's kayak.com. And this website gives you an idea of the fares for certain routes. So you type in the city pairs that you want to travel, and they basically do the searching for you. They search, you know, several websites, and they give you the different prices, and you can decide, you know, what's in your price range. You can look at the flights, the number of stops, the time of day, and you can actually fit your search criteria in there. So it's a good tool to get you started. And again, after you have an idea of the price range, you can go to the airline's website to double-check that price, or you can go to the third-party Orbitz, Expedia, even Priceline, you can do that there. And, you know, it's just the more places you look, the more information you have, and the better deal you can get. One thing I did when I traveled to India was I tried to find, you know, the best airfare possible. And what I did is I looked at all these sites, and I happened to find the cheapest deal on cheap tickets. Airfare to India was about $1,000. And then I called some travel agents, and I asked them, would you beat this price? And one of them agreed to. So I actually got another discount because the travel agent was willing to sell it to me and beat the price on cheap tickets. So you might want to do that, too. You can call around travel agents, ask them for prices, but also be aware of their fees. They might have a booking fee as well. So just keep that in mind. Another useful tool I use is called DoHop, and basically you need to know your hubs. This is the best way to get a good deal. It's like if you know your hubs, for example, American Airlines has a big hub in Texas, Dallas, Texas, and Miami. If you can fly through those cities, usually it's cheaper. So maybe a route from LA to New York might be expensive, but if you fly Americans through Dallas, Texas, they might have a special because that's their hub. So maybe you make a stop in Texas, but that reduces your cost in airfare. And DoHop is a great way to, you know, help you get to know your hubs for each of the air carriers. Another thing about booking flights is you can use miles. But again, there's a lot of tricks with miles, too, so that's just going to have to be in the next show.
Wow.
So I hope that helps.
Well, see you guys. That was Miss Fee Hewing, the lady who shows you folks how to live like a king and queen on a peasant's budget. I hope you learned a lot, but she also left you guys hanging so that you guys will be able to tune in next time to find out more about, I guess the real important part is how to even save the money or come up with the funds to do it if you are living from paycheck to paycheck. But I'm sure she has some good information for that too. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that was fantastic. And let's talk a little bit about Miss Love's show, who is going to be our segment in the near future. She's going to be traveling down Rodeo Road. And if you folks out there don't know nothing about Rodeo Road, then you don't know nothing about L.A. Because Rodeo Road See, you know about Rodeo Road?
You mean Rodeo Drive?
Rodeo, look at it. Rodeo Road is on the west side in the jungle. Rodeo Drive is where the rich folks live. Okay, good one. Okay. But the thing that I really want you folks to know, she's going to actually interview some folks who probably don't have their nose all up in the air, but she also is going to be traveling her way all the way down the Skid Row to talk to real people. So as you guys look onto our website and you'll see what our topics are going to be that day, do know that she'll have a segment that is going to talk or address real people's perspective of those issues, and you're going to be surprised at how folks see some of the same things but view it very differently at the same time. Is that right?
Yes, yes. You guys definitely need to tune in because you definitely will hear some other perspective.
Well, I got to tell y'all, this is what happened. We did have what we call a pre-production show, a meeting before we go on the air, and she did actually go and interview somebody, but because we want to stay on the air, she wasn't able to show what that young person had to say because they cuss like a sailor, okay? And we just can't be having that. But tell us about that character. Whoa, wait a minute. Let me help our listeners out here. Y'all ever heard of Watts, California? Okay, third largest in murder capital in the United States. What was you doing? No, don't even ask. You just out here doing our work, okay? So, and who did you meet?
So I passed through this area where they were playing a lot of young
music,
and playing Pop
That's right. No, that's right.
I wanted to hear what he thought about that. And also, I spoke to him a little bit about his Thanksgiving, what his plans were for Thanksgiving, because it was actually the day before Thanksgiving and not the day after, like how our show is today. And he basically, in very colorful language,
so he was a strong Laker fan. Is
yes.
that what you were saying?
Yes.
Okay. Extremely biased. Okay.
So much on the Lakers.
Okay. Okay. Well, did you ask him the golden question? Will we repeat?
You know I have to ask.
What'd he say?
And you know what he said.
He said, yeah?
He said, H. Yes.
Oh, okay. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why you don't have an opportunity to hear our anonymous voice from the hood, Watts, California, where people actually do listen from there, too, just like they do on Rodeo Road and even Rodeo Drive, okay? But we do have to make sure that we have a certain level of quality. We're going to take a quick break to get our bills paid. We're going to come right back, and it's 15 minutes till 9 o'clock.
One of our other callers that's letting you guys know a lot about the different things going on in Long Beach. My Mike Iceman Rivera, one of the well-known, renowned breakdancers, also sees Chris, and his back is doing great. He's spinning on it right now as we speak. So we want to let you guys know to go ahead and give us a call at area code 323-951-9500. That's the Institute of Integrative Medicine, Carlos Chiropractic Center, specializing in alternative pain management. You guys won't be sorry. You guys need to definitely go ahead and check them out. Like I said, I'm not only a client, I'm also a patient.
Well, and our other sponsors are Bridge Builders Network, who has been a tremendous sponsor and supporter for many years. We also are sponsored by Prime, nonprofit agency in San Bernardino County that works with at-risk youth. I forgot about our buddies ABC Learn, who over the last 10 years who has supported our agency on many, many, many different occasions, and also GRCN Connecting Communities, the nonprofit agency that drives us into the successes that we are continuing to have. Well, ladies, it looks like Mario didn't make it, but I got to let y'all know what's going to happen. Did y'all see the memo? Oh, y'all didn't get the memo? Well, we are also having our show offered on Monday evenings at 8 p.m. And for you folk in China, it will also be aired. That will be actually on a Tuesday at 8 p.m. For your time, I believe you're 15 hours ahead of time. So that means it'll be coming on right at high noon in Shanghai and different parts of China. Mario will be hosting the show called Grassroots Talks Money. Yeah, that's right, money. We will also have some interesting comments from Fia. She continues to teach you folks how to be able to live a little bit beyond paycheck to paycheck so that you can be able to afford those luxurious trips where you can travel like a king and queen on a peasant's budget. I think it's really important that you folk know that as you get ready to travel, you always want to make sure that you've got money in your pocket, okay? Because you never know what's going to happen. You know, one of the things that happened to me, I got to share with you guys. I had a friend that was in New York City.
What was he doing there?
Well, what she was doing, she was going to go and visit her parents. You folk out there know that we work with at-risk youth, and we've been doing that since 1983. Well, this young lady was so excited because she was finally getting ready to go and see and meet her mom. Her mom actually had her when she was 14 years old and just really wasn't capable of being a parent. So she got taken away. And to make a long story short, what happened was the lady wound up turning her daughter over to the system where she was raised by what they call a kinship. Make a long story short, because I'm running out of time, when she landed in New York, she had beat the flight that just was leaving behind her. So as she was in a cab on her way to New York City, she saw the Twin Towers that plane crashed into it. I'm a little choked up as I share that. Because at the same time, her mom was outside, and as the building began to fall down, her mom disappeared. And she don't know whatever happened to her mom. But the weird part about it, the reason why I brought that up, I was just reminded of her. But she also had some money. So what she did, she took some money, she handed it to some firefighters and told them she wished them well. And she was able to make her way back because she handled her money well. But that's who I thought of at the time. And that young lady is really doing right well now. She had a part in Nickelodeon and has performed in some of our plays. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you a weird part about it. We had a fundraiser the other day, and you guys actually had an opportunity to see her. Her name was Courtney. Yeah, she had a little boy that was running around. Right, okay. Just a tremendous, tremendous young lady. And y'all could see she's pretty well read. She's taking care of herself, okay. And that's the success of our program, where she actually teaches some of our classes now, Okay? So as we get ready to wrap up, I just wanted to remind you folks of not just that story, but family is the most important thing that you could probably have. Sometimes we don't get to choose, well, most of the time we don't get to choose our family, and it is what it is. And if you can learn how to get along with them, great. But sometimes Uncle Bob might not have been cool, so you need to just continue to move on and don't live in the past and make a life for yourself. You've been listening to Grassroots Talks. This is the last time that BBS Radio will host us on a Sunday night as we move over to Monday evenings at 8 p.m. The show quality will still remain the same as we continue to move towards approaching and getting connected with as many folks as we can. So Grassroots Talks will be actually aired 4 times a week now. Yes, we're coming on different shows, but we're rounding, circling the wagon, and we're going to get all that stuff fixed too. But it's only going to be because of the support that you folks out there provide for us by continuing to listen to our service. I want to thank our hosts, Ms. B. Love and Ms. Fee Hewing, for the tremendous insight that she shares with us. And we look forward to chiming in. And for all of you listeners out there, happy Thanksgiving, but I wish you guys a Merry Christmas. And stay tuned for some really, really awesome things that is sure to come your way.